Echo Victor 4, Romeo Victor, listing. KV4RV.
MW.
MW, did I get that right?
Kilo November 4, Tango, Foxtrot, Whiskey.
November 4, finish it for me.
Tango, Foxtrot, Whiskey.
Odd combination of letters. I got to get used to that. It's Kilo November 4, Tango, Foxtrot, Whiskey. Here is Kilo Victor 4, Romeo Victor. Have I talked to you before?
I believe you have. Is your name Ross?
Yeah, it is. We have talked before. My name is Ross. And what's yours?
Yeah, my name's Ken. Yeah, last time we were talking, you were telling me I needed to upgrade to General. And I upgraded to General, and now I'm taking the classes over there with Gary for the extra.
Well, good for you. Congratulations. That's great. Now, you know, if you take the extra class test down here in Greenville, and if you pass it, Steve Schaefer may ask you to be on our VE examining team. We can always use a few more good hams to come in and help give the test once a month. The pay is excellent. We get absolutely zero for it. But we meet a whole lot of really nice folks, and most of them pass when they come in. And every now and then somebody won't do well. But, yeah, get in there, and I think the questions are changing sometime soon on the one of the exams. I read that somewhere in the news, I think, that the question pool is changing. You're probably up on that, but tell Gary Wise I said hello. We met years ago when I was a Radio Shack manager, and that was back in the good old days when that company was still around. But tell Gary Ross said hello. He may remember me. KB4RB, back to you.
KN4CWA. Have you been practicing with that calculator?
I have to admit I have not.
Oh, I'm going to tell Gary on you. Hey, I tell you what, once you get the hang of it and work through one or two of those resonance problems, it's nothing to it. It's just slick as a ribbon. I admit I've got to do a little more practicing, but it's fun. Once you figure it out, it's fun.
It's just going to take me a little bit, and I just been going a little bit along, and I feel like I'm doing pretty good, and so hopefully maybe it won't be too bad of a curve.
Nah, we'll get it. And have you flung yourself in on Chapter 3 yet?
Yeah, I'm probably going to do that tonight or tomorrow night. I got to get ready. We're going out of town this weekend to the daughters in Kentucky, and I'll be back on Sunday. But that's usually my day that I read and look at all the videos that he sent and watch the last week's class. That way, when I get it in class, it's actually the second time I've seen it.
Uh-huh. Okay. Did you say you're going to Kentucky?
Yeah, my daughter and my granddaughter live up there.
What parts are they from?
Central. They're west of I-75, a little town south of Danville called Junction City.
Ah, yes. No. As a matter of fact, I am eastern Kentucky, and I am from a little whistle stop called Paintsville.
Only about a five-hour trip, and that. We'll ride up there tomorrow and visit with them and then come back Sunday afternoon.
Trip like that to see the kids is good.
Yeah, right. Hey, Ross, don't let us run you out. Come on in here.
On the side, listen to you guys hammer away. I used to sell, what was it? I used to sell World Book Encyclopedias door-to-door down in Kentucky. And worked in Pikeville, worked in Paintsville, worked in Prestonburg, the three P's down in Kentucky. And I met some of the nicest folks that I ever met in my whole life. That was back when I used to be a teacher up there, and I had my summers off, and we had a team of us that went into the coal fields in eastern Kentucky and just had a great time meeting the folks up there. And I love to stop at those smash burgers and have a great big old $6 hamburger They do a great job with those. You ever eat one of those?
Yeah, I have eaten my weight in those things. And do you remember a little break in the road out towards the Floyd County, Johnson County line? Out 460 called East Point?
Remember going through there, yes.
That's where I'm from, outside of Paintsville. Man, oh man, it's just very, 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 very few and far between people that even know about that little whistle stop.
Talk about Pikeville high in having the highest number of millionaires per capita of any city in the United States because of the coal mining interest back in there. And I met some folks. I remember it wasn't at all uncommon to pull in a driveway, and there sits a brand new Mercedes with mud tires on it. Do you have any neighbors got mud tires on our Mercedes?
Snow grips with what was the little nails in the tires that they used to put in there? Yeah, boy, I remember those. Oh, you know, the old joke is that you had to get about 8 or 10 of them together to get a full set of teeth, and most of the time the family tree went straight up.
I really enjoyed the summer that I worked down there. I think it was about 77, maybe, 1977. The miners, most of the homes that I called on were miners' homes. And a lot of these miners had finished maybe eighth grade. That was about it. And when they saw I was selling encyclopedias, they were all into it because they didn't want their kids to grow up working the mines. And to them, the books meant education, and education meant you didn't have to work in the mine. And I actually won an award. I won a trip to Chicago and some other things because I found a great place to sell encyclopedias. And I still remember those wonderful folks. We had some great experiences down there. Just really good people, salt of the earth. So you must be one of them. KB4RV, back to you.
Was one of them. Family moved down here to South Carolina in 64, so and I was born in that area in 55, so gives you a little hint about me. This is home now, though.
Right, this is home for me, too. I moved down here in 1979, met my wife that same year, and we were married in 1980 and raised our two kids here. We got a son and a daughter, and they have both lost their minds and moved to Minnesota. They're married to folks that they met up north, and got five grandkids that live up there in the Minnesota Minneapolis area. And so this is home for my wife and me, but the kids have chosen the bold north to raise their kids. And They love playing in the snow and sledding and snowmobiling and everything. So, but they love to visit Grandma and Grandpa down here in the sunny south, too. Well, hey, listen, Ken, good to talk to you. I just appreciate you coming back to my call sign, and I'll let you and the other station talk there. I got to get going to do something else here. KN4TFW, here is Kilo Victor 4, Romeo Victor 73, and clear on your final, Ken.
Yeah, 73, Ross. Good to talk to you again. I hope you have a good evening, and hope to talk to you again soon on the radio.
Scott, hope I'm not doubling. Whiskey 1, Juliet Echo.
Yeah, come on in here.
At work. I get to get back in tomorrow. Got plenty to do.
Ah, sorry to hear you got to work on a Saturday. And yeah, me and Mama are headed to Kentucky for the weekend, but I'll be back on Sunday evening.
Raining all weekend?
Nah, it's supposed to be nice here. I think they got a chance of some flurries up there one day, and it's going to be 30 and overcast, but I don't think it's going to be raining up there.
Supposed to stop raining here by about 5 or 6 and be beautiful and sunny all day tomorrow with a high of 52.
Our antenna raises, right?
Yeah. All right, well, at least it'll it'll be a nice day out tomorrow. I only got to work basically a half a day unless something goes wrong.
Should be a nice day for my antenna raising, except for one thing. We'll be out there in the mud. I've still got a little bit of red clay around the base of the antenna tower, and I'm going to have to work with that, but hopefully not for very long. So we're going to start about 1 o'clock.
It's starting to dry out by then. Sun should be up. It should be a beautiful day. I hate I'm going to miss it.
Well, we'll think about you while we're having some fun.
Put on the agenda, Scott, after work.
Getting ready for the gun show. I've got I got a guy at work that ordered a bunch of 5.56 AR-15 rounds from me. So I got to load those up so I'll at least have inventory for the show. And then I am hoping, if all goes right, I'll be able to get some of my videos straightened out and get them onto my webpage. I've been trying to get videos on my webpage for, golly, who knows, almost a year now. And I finally got enough crummy videos to maybe stitch some together, and now I got to relearn the software on it again.
Oh, man, where's the gun show at?
It's the one at the Greenville Convention Center on the 15th and 16th of next month.
Oh, maybe I'll be able to make it.
I got a Bofang, five little Bofang radio, and I usually wear my ham radio hat. That way, when people are ham, they recognize me, and most people don't. So they say, oh, is that a walkie-talkie? Yeah, kinda, no.
Is that the old textile hall?
It's right off of Palmetto and 385, I think it's Palmetto that it's on. To be honest with you, I couldn't tell you the name of the street.
Yeah, there's one right there behind the Krispy Kreme.
Okay, yeah, that used to be the textile hall, built back in the late 60s, or mid-60s. I remember when I was a kid, about 12 years old, we saw Billy Graham there.
Got to the house, so I'm going to say 73 to you, Steve, and Ross, or Scott, and appreciate the talk. Hope to catch you again on the radio, and I hope you guys have an awesome day tomorrow. KN4TFW.
Talk to you later. W1JE.
Tuesday night, buddy. And for everybody else that's listening out there, especially you, Scott, don't get moldy. Oh, man, it's been so wet. This is KN4BWA. I'll be clear.
RAR listening.
JE, do you hear anything? I had some coffee, so be aware. I'm a little off the wall right now.
JR, KN4BWA. Yes, sir. Rich, listen, tomorrow, if you want to come up, we're looking at 1 o'clock on the antenna, on the tower raising.
Tomorrow. And bring the galoshes because of the mud.
Oh, I'm hoping it's going to dry out a little bit by then.
Make a plan, unless I decide to take a ride to Atlanta.
In my shack right now trying to get the radios laid out so I can be ready for tomorrow.
I guess, were you on a walkie-talkie now or are you on your 2-meter?
Hell.
True. All right, any static or anything?
You sound very clear, full quieting, and let me tell you, you're not overdriving the mic. Your voice is clear.
I'm talking softly. Just woke up from a nap. You know how it is when you get to be our age.
I finished one or two little functions out here. I'm going to sit down and take me a nap, too, because my wife and my daughter and a couple of their friends are going to be coming home, and I need to gird up my loins and be prepared because they've been out wedding dress shopping.
Fun.
Your pocketbook, not mine.
Well, you didn't have to go with them. I'd rather do that. I'd rather give them the money and not go.
That is Oh, bless him. I told him I had to work a little bit today, so they were on their own.
You're going to have to text me your address.
Oh, yeah. No problem.
You can probably look it up.
No, I'll text it to you here in just a little bit.
Not a problem.
I'll say 73 and let you hold it. And I'm going to finish this thing and then go take me a close eyelid inspection. Oh, W1RAR, 10-4-BWA. Clear. You're fine.
I'll talk to you soon. W1RAR, we'll be listening.
Catch all call signs, KN4BWA.
AC4SKD, name's Larry. I'm in the truck, but just for a very short time, delivering some furniture. How you doing this afternoon?
Well, I've done my work for the day, and I'm going to finish up a little something here, and then I'm going to go in the house and watch the inside of my eyelids.
Sounds like a good idea to me. It's cold and damp as it is out here. It'd be a good time to eat some hot homemade vegetable soup and cornbread.
You better hush. You're going to get Mama in trouble tonight if she don't cook some. Man, tell you what, I got to get inside here in just a little bit so I don't get moldy. Well, listen, you don't strain your back or anything delivering furniture. I delivered furniture when I was in college, and man, I tell you what, some of that stuff can get heavy, especially going into an apartment or something. So take care of yourself, take care of your back, and don't get moldy. That's Steve from Inman's tip for the day. KN4VWA, I'll be clear after your final, bud.
VWA, I hope I got that right. My name's Larry. Calls KC4SKD, I'm in Easley. Yeah, I know about that back hurt stuff. I've had that happen to me before. Sore back is not very pleasant. There's no way you can possibly lay down and be comfortable with it. Anyway, take care. Chat with you later, KC4SKD.
HNR, K4HNR, N4ZLK. Okay, clear.